ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. America celebrates its 247th birthday. Fireworks high over New York City. According to multiple law enforcement officials, the suspect in Monday's mass shooting that killed five in Philadelphia is Kimbrady Carriker.
Authorities in Philadelphia describing a horrific scene as a gunman aimlessly opened fire on victims on the street and in their cars just a day before July 4th.
This armed and armored individual wreaked havoc, firing with a rifle at their victims, seemingly at random, shooting seven, killing five, including children, babies.
Police responding around 8:30 p.m. Monday to reports of an armed person in the city's southwest section.
Philadelphia's police commissioner said officials are investigating a possible motive. In South Carolina, authorities investigating a horrific alligator attack. A 69-year-old woman killed by a gator while walking her dog near a lagoon. This is ABC News. Israel launching a new round of attacks on the West Bank, pushing forward with what's being called its largest military operation there in more than two decades, and at least eight people injured in a car ramming and stabbing attack in Tel Aviv. Here's ABC's Marcus Moore.
Palestinian health authorities say at least 11 have been killed, with more than 100 others injured. Thousands of civilians fleeing, many to a local hospital, where Israeli forces fired tear gas, leaving the busy emergency room unusable, according to Doctors Without Borders. At least five of the dead have been claimed by terrorist organizations. Jenin at the center of the escalating tension in the region, and now the first sign of potential retaliation.
A concerning discovery made inside the White House. Multiple law enforcement sources tell ABC News a suspicious white powder, possibly cocaine, was found in the West Wing. The White House complex went into a precautionary closure for a time. The Secret Service is now investigating. I'm Dave Packer. ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
that. I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Social media for specific shows and hosts.
Flatbread, unless there's goat cheese on it. Pine nuts.
Wow, someone went to private school.
They knocked down the original building, which was just a building, and then they built an actual castle, and it is gorgeous. Every time a friend of mine from out of town comes, I take him there because I'm that much of a podunk hick.
Magic people, voodoo people. Ooh, I like this one.
This is the Prodigy.
The Prodigy. Okay. Yep. Jane, what do you, how do you rate this one?
Oh, I'm having a ball.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada yada yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Have you thought much about how you personally are gonna deal with the onslaught of AI in the next election? 844-967-2789. You know, in the same way in 2008, all of a sudden there was social media and Facebook and things to deal with in the that election, the 2024 presidential race is going to be the AI election. And there's very little evidence so far that there's going to be any regulation ahead of time, whether that's through laws and the government or self-regulation from any of the tech companies. And so it feels like it's just going to be on our shoulders to start to like figure out what is true, what is not true. And I'm just curious if you've thought about this and how you even deal with it today with misinformation when you are trying to get the news. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin on this very smoky Tuesday. Holy moly, Greg Bach. Can you breathe when you're outside right now, or is it a little hard?
Well, we're coming from outside. I'm just kidding. No, yeah, this is weird.
It is weird, right?
It's because it's not like it's misty. It's you feel like you're walking through something.
Yeah, like walking out into the yard today to walk the dog. I was like, well, it smells like a campfire, and it is hazy. So make sure you are checking the air advisories in your location, and maybe spend less time outside if you don't have to be outside, because I don't think this is good for anyone, let alone if you have any health conditions or asthma or the like. But Greg, what do you think? How do you think you're going to deal with all the AI disinformation that's coming down the pipe?
I just have this idea that if you're honest enough to tell me it's made with AI, I'm gonna be like, well, I don't believe it to begin with. Like, I don't know. I won't trust it. I don't feel it's not the robots are taking over, or as you know, Mr. Rogers says, the robots. It's such a technology in its mass infancy. It's to the masses in its infancy, that before it could ever become trusted or something that's not almost laughable in its design, you're going to be like, it's going to be a few years before I'm like, all right, I'll trust you. I want to hear it from a.
But isn't the point that you won't be able to recognize it as AI?
Well, yes, but nowadays no one will shut up about how much it's AI. They're like, oh, we made this commercial with AI. I'm like, yeah, that is a political commercial. That's scary. You know what I mean? Like, no one's, at this point, I haven't come across anyone digging up a thing of like, oh, this ad or this commercial or this news story is totally AI generated and nothing's, like, there was no submersible.
Fair enough. So I'm bringing this up because there was the Aspen Ideas Festival in Colorado happened, and this was a big topic there. And basically it's talking about how artificial intelligence and generative bots like ChatGPT are basically, as of right now, poised to upend modern American politics. And it's kind of the 2.0 version of what happened when social media reset the playbook in 2008. And of course, for the doomers out there, this is a huge red flag as far as what does this mean for democracy. And it's like the idea that the campaigns that could happen, like could come out, are going to be full of false information for anyone that can even generate it is, and like every side, every grassroots, every politician is going to have access to be able to use generative AI to do harm to their opponents, because there is now going to be, stick with me, new open source technology. One's been released by Meta, and it's known as, this feels like the conversation where we were talking, this is a couple weeks ago, we were talking about weird names.
Yeah.
It's LLAMA, but it's capital L, capital L, lowercase a, capital M, A. So, llama?
I want a llama.
I always, from my Spanish, the little Spanish I took in high school, a double L, I think, is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yana.
So, is it llama? Yeah. I don't know, but there is a new...
Me and my llama.
There's a new... But it makes it possible for anyone in their basement to create far-reaching and fake influence campaigns.
That doesn't sound good.
I know. And so these different people at this Ideas Fest in Aspen, Ron Klain, who is a former chief of staff to President Biden, said that campaigns are going to need to shift their approach to counter AI. He pointed to how Ron DeSantis and the RNC have already used fake images to attack Biden so far. And so like what they think they know they need to do is just like get Biden out there and like connecting with people directly. But I'm trying to think for you personally, you at home listening, like, how do you navigate this? Like, what do you even do today? And we've kind of talked about this before, sort of like, what news do you trust? But this takes it to an even greater level of how do you manage to try to navigate the news cycle and understand what's real and what's not and what's true and what's not. Do you just have like your sources that you trust, or like what are the checkpoints that you've already put in place to like be able to verify? Because like I don't even know for myself. Like I have the things that I check, and this is kind of the balance I feel like sometimes with like the criticisms of mainstream media is that they're owned by bigger companies and they have an agenda and blah, 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 and private equity and yada, yada, yada. But also, like, they also have to go through, like, rigorous fact-checking. Like, the New York Times, as I know when Dan Schaefer, who is going to be joining the show at 10:30 today from the recombobulation area, when he had his piece published in the New York Times last fall, he was talking about, like, the editing process was intense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
With the New York Times. So, like, some of these publications that, like, their reputation, they live and die by their reputation, you can trust that there is also like a fact-checking process versus just things that get released by anybody who has access to a social media platform. And so I'm really interested in hearing from you on if you feel prepared for this next election cycle and what kind of information, misinformation, and disinformation is going to be thrown at you. 844-967-2789. We got Tony Zimmerman saying a lot of things on our Facebook live stream, which you are always welcome to watch. Watch us, in addition to listen to us, on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, which you can find at As Goes Wisconsin. Tony Zimmerman saying, very surprised Trump didn't claim the new audio about top secret documents wasn't fake and generated by some AI.
Well, now he's going to. Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, Tony, way to give him some tips. But that's actually a good point, because now it becomes the both sides of you can create something out of nothing, but also real something that actually happened. You could like, well, that's actually fake. Like, who's going to be the arbiter of like what is real and what is not?
I mean, that's the thing. No, I mean, no one can be, because Dolly Parton. Let's go back to her, because honestly, like it's the thing is, if I say it, someone's going to say, well, you're a liberal snowflake, of course you're going to say that's fake. Or if it's someone on the right, we're not going to trust them. So who is trusted enough to do that?
I know.
Walter Cronkite's dead. We can't trust him. He's dead. And most people don't know who I'm talking about right there.
No, I bet most of the listeners who are listening to the show live right now definitely know who Walter Cronkite is.
I'm talking to our Zoomers right now who are listening.
I don't know how many Zoomers listen to this show. I gotta be totally honest. I like whenever I look at what I can tell on social media from demographics who follow As Goes Wisconsin, it's like mostly millennial Gen X.
Yeah.
Some boomer. I've yet to reach the Gen Z, unless they're super into politics, I've realized.
Yeah, totally.
But we would love to hear from you. I got a couple more things from Joe and Tony that I want to read, but would love to hear from you of how are you planning to deal with the upcoming onslaught of AI? And does some of it just want to make you just tap out entirely? They'd be like, I'm going to trust my gut instinct. I'm just going to keep getting news where I get news from and not worry about the noise. But it's coming, whether we like it or not. And big tech is only dialing back its misinformation policy. Like this is YouTube, Twitter, like across the board, things that were put in place around COVID and election denial and stuff. A lot of those policies are getting rolled back. And so what are you going to do? Because you can't just wait for Congress to do something. We can't just wait for big tech to necessarily regulate itself. But I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. And we'll end on this before we go to a break. Joe McClear says on the Facebook live stream, I just asked ChatGPT, how should I deal with AI in the 2024 election? It said, don't worry, we'll take good care of you, future human battery.
Ooh, the Matrix.
All right, we got to take a break, but we would love to hear from you on this topic. 844-967-2789. How are you going to deal with AI during this next election? 844-96-PARTY. We will be right back.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So, but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms overnight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies. Lows around 69. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 83. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 60. Turning cooler Thursday and Friday with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 75.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to pick up on some of the comments and talk a little bit more about the Supreme Court opinions. I'm going to talk about the practical effects of dividing us by any kind of immutable characteristic. That means unchangeable characteristic, like race, you know, sexual orientation, gender, and all that. Now, I don't know, you've heard of the movie Green Book. You know, it's a good movie. There was a thing called the Green Book that was published for African-American travelers to identify hotels, gas stations, and restaurants where they would not be insulted or thrown out or conceivably suffer violence if they traveled. This was very, very common in the 50s. One of the things I was astounded to find out, there was a Green Book from Milwaukee until the mid-60s, so 65 or 66. There were a couple of gas stations that said it's safe to go to those. They'll let you buy gas. A couple of restaurants, a couple of hotels, only a couple. Safe to go there. They will give you a meal or put you up. This is in the mid-60s. If you were an African-American couple, I remember hearing a woman speak, and she was the wife of a medical doctor, and an African-American couple. And when she was a kid, and this was not in Milwaukee, this was, I think it was either Indiana or Maryland or somewhere, there was a lawsuit because they weren't permitted to swim in the swimming pool. And so a court order came down, required them to be able to swim in the swimming pool. So they went and swam. And that night, the town drained the pool, cleaned it, and refilled it. This is the kind of insult that people have suffered based on race, especially, religion, especially, and now, in this case, sexual orientation. You can't have a modern society like that. In the early 60s, they finally passed the Civil Rights Act, and it said that hotels and restaurants, any place of public accommodation could not discriminate based on race. Now, it's all well and good to say that, but when I was stationed in the Navy in Little Creek, Virginia, which is right near Norfolk, Virginia, in 1970, the amusement park in Little Creek, outside of Little Creek, had only been integrated in 1967, 3 years earlier, several years after the Civil Rights Act. In other words, if you went, an African-American couple and their kids went to that amusement park, even 4 years, 3 years before I got there, they were thrown out. Now, this gal out in Colorado is a website designer, okay. And you may say, well, the market will take care of that. Everybody, this gets around, who's going to use her? She's sort of weird, we don't want her. And But that really misstates things, because if this thing spreads, and this Supreme Court says that the Civil Rights Act of 1965 is unconstitutional, and you can do it based on race, then you're going to have arguments like, well, chain restaurants shouldn't, because they make a lot of money and they're incorporated. But how about a mom and pop restaurant somewhere in a small town that's unincorporated, and mom and pop do the cooking and the clearing? You can't have this. The law has got to be, the law is, until these people changed it, the law is that if you hold yourself out as a public accommodation, and that's a broad term, can mean a restaurant, can mean a hotel, and it can mean really any business. I mean, what happens if you have a sole practitioner who's a lawyer and he's not incorporated, or a sole practitioner who's a doctor not incorporated? He says, I'm going to pick certain kinds of patients and clients, and it ain't you. You can't have that. You say, Jack, you want to hold yourself out for a fee or for a profit, that's fine. You will handle everybody. You will, and I don't care if you think you're Michelangelo is in some kind of a website design. You put up the standard website. What's so hard about the standard website? Nothing's that hard about it. Mark from the SAC made a good point. The Constitution doesn't say the Supreme Court could do this. Who the hell are they to say? Why are they the one branch of government, judicial, legislative, and executive, who's beyond review? They can review, they think, the executive and the judicial. The judicial can impeach the executive. The executive can veto the judicial or the legislative, and it requires 2/3 majority. But these clowns aren't even elected. The president and Congress are elected. These clowns are put in for life. And they're on the take, some of them. They're on the take. And they go, well, I'm a king. I can't be reviewed. I suggested that there be a grand jury convened, certainly on Clarence Thomas for the money he took. And frankly, a grand jury convened to find out who leaked the Dobbs decision. I think it was Alito. But he wouldn't permit himself to be questioned under oath. Now, you say, why didn't they subpoena him? Because he would have quashed the subpoena. Because the tarantulas would have said, you can't subpoena Supreme Court justice. They're like the King of England in the 18th century. In the Constitution, Hamilton, one of our great founding fathers, who is also one of the authors of the Federalist Papers, was asked, well, what if we ever have a Supreme Court that's crooked and they're in there for life and they can do whatever they want? And he said, well, that could never happen. He said, they don't have an army. That's because he was the chief of staff to George Washington. And George Washington didn't put up with this stuff. And these English judges said, these taxes are okay and screw you. And George Washington said, oh, really? Well, screw you too. And there was a Revolutionary War. I don't want that again. I don't want that again. But these people are taking an unconstitutional power, say they can't be reviewed by anybody else and can do whatever they want, and they can take money while they do it. Does that sound right? I mean, everybody out there, many of you aren't lawyers. Does that sound like it makes sense? Do you think that George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton, and Benjamin Franklin had that in mind? I don't think they had that in mind. And we got to do something about it. Here you have tarantulas in the Senate and the House who stick up for them. Moscow Mitch wants to filibuster everything. McCarthy panders to Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. We have a division in this country, but people of good faith and on the Republican Party, you do have the Liz Cheneys and the Adam Kinzinger. Stand up. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Do not hang up.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. America celebrates its 247th birthday. Fireworks high over New York City. According to multiple law enforcement officials, the suspect in Monday's mass shooting that killed 5 in Philadelphia is Kimbrady Carriker.
Authorities in Philadelphia describing a horrific scene as a gunman aimlessly opened fire on victims on the street and in their cars just a day before July 4th.
This armed and armored individual wreaked havoc. firing with a rifle at their victims, seemingly at random, shooting seven, killing five, including children, babies.
Police responding around 8:30 p.m. Monday to reports of an armed person in the city's southwest section.
Philadelphia's police commissioner said officials are investigating a possible motive. In South Carolina, authorities investigating a horrific alligator attack. A 69-year-old woman killed by a gator while walking her dog near a lagoon. This is ABC News.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile. Come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Cassandra Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Cassandra.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You know, when you were talking about the Green Book, it reminded me of a story regarding Colin Powell. He was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was the first African American to be appointed to that position under George Herbert Walker Bush, and he was later Secretary of State. In his memoirs or in an interview, I can't recall which one, but he talked about how when he was courting his wife, Alma, before they married, he would have to use the Green Book in order to visit his wife when he was traveling from the north, when he was stationed in the north, to travel down south in Alabama. And he would use the Green Book in order for him to know where places where he could stay while he was traveling through the South so he could court his future wife. And I am just amazed with the Supreme Court and their denial of history. And, you know, the descendants of Colin Powell have less rights than he did at this current moment. So that's all that I have.
That's a profound statement, excellent statement. And I'll tell you, in the South, you could see, because there were some athletic teams that would travel, and the black players would have to stay in a different motel and all that. And finally, there were some especially at the Vince Lombardi was one of them, and some of the others who said, that isn't going to happen. You're going to play and keep your mouth shut down there, and we're going to all stay together, or we ain't coming. And there were some college coaches, too, and that helped break it up. I have a high regard for Colin Powell. I heard him speak he gave a speech at the medical college in Milwaukee that I went to. It was an excellent speech. He was a patriot and a great Secretary of State. But that really pains me to hear that even he had to do it. But your point that his descendants, at least back then, the Supreme Court understood the history of the country. I mean, thank God they haven't overturned Brown versus Board of Education, for Pete's sake. You know, I mean, everything that they have said can be used to overturn some foundational decisions from the past. Now, you need a federal court. You need a Supreme Court for the simple reason that in the past, when it's done some good stuff, Brown versus Board of Education in 1954 overturned Plessy v. Ferguson, which was in the 1890s. In the 1890s, there was a black guy in Louisiana who got arrested for sitting in a white car on a train. So he brought suit and went to the Supreme Court, and they said, no, as long as there's a car you can sit on, it doesn't matter that it's your second-class citizen. Brown, you know, so 60 years later, our country had changed. There were a lot of heroic black veterans in the Second World War, and attitudes were changing, and Brown versus Board of Education said you could not have separate but equal, didn't cut it in education or anything else. But what happens if you have a court like the present one that says that it's beyond review? It's the only branch of government that can't be overruled. You can overrule. There's a check and balance against the executive and against the judiciary, but not against the Supreme Court, according to them, just because they say it. And they are overturning all this precedent. How about Citizens United? They overturned 100 years of precedent in several Supreme Courts and in several legislators, Congresses. How about Dobbs? 50 years of rights. And you know what they're doing in that one? In that one, and it's very sneaky. They're not saying you can't have an abortion or can't have an abortion. They're saying leave it up to the states. 14 states now have almost essentially outlawed it and have said to women, now think about this. OBGYNs are very reluctant to terminate any pregnancy, even if the woman is going to die. Why is that? Because all it takes is one district attorney. We have 72 counties in this state, and there are a number of them that are Republicans. Many of them are not going anywhere ultimately and like to be in Congress. All they have to do is prosecute a doctor and get a headline. So people are basically saying now to a woman, you have to get sepsis. You have to be on the point of death. And then maybe we'll do it, but maybe we won't. Maybe we'll send you to Illinois. So the Supreme Court's very sneaky. They're not going, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling what? The Cretans in 14 states, they don't call them Cretans, but they're gerrymandered legislators, gerrymandered legislatures, and they knew it because they approved it. You see what's going on? Do you see what is going on? And again, thank you for the call. That's excellent. Going back to the lines. Joe Madison, my friend, thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Well, there's certainly a lot to talk about. I wanted to go off on just a bit of a tangent, but it does relate, and that is the question of what may happen to the concept of legacy admissions to colleges. If race can't be considered, why should the status of your parents, whether they attended this school or not, affect at all whether you should be considered for admission to a school? I started to look at this, and it's astounding the number of colleges and universities that still have legacy as one of the determining factors for whether a student get admitted to the college or not. For example, Harvard in their 2021 class had 29% of that class had legacy status. The parents had come there. And it's, coming from a background where that really wasn't a possibility for me because my father was too poor to even attend college he had to work. I find a great bit of joy that some are now talking about the fact that, well, perhaps it's time for some legal challenges on this program of affirmative action for the privileged, and that legacy admissions should go away. I'd be curious what your reactions are. Thanks, man.
Yeah, great, great comment. And I'll give you kind of a cheeky reaction because legacy admissions tend to be Republicans and the donors like it, and therefore the Supreme Court takes money from the donors. So that's a cheeky answer. The other answer, though, is you're absolutely right. In Harvard's case that I read about, you know, first you have to be qualified, you're an athlete, all that, blah, blah, blah. But then there are four or five other categories they have. Race is one, legacy status is one, veteran status is one. I think there's a couple of others. All they did is eliminate the one. And you know what they use it, what they based it on? The 14th Amendment, which was passed precisely to make Black people equal. I mean, there's kind of a grisly, sadistic humor that they were employing here. So I think if that you went on legacy, they wouldn't even take the case. They don't have to take the case. Thanks for calling. There's a lot of you on the line. I'm going to take as many as I can. If any of you I can't get to till the next segment, please don't hang up. I like these calls. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Jean?
Hi, Matt. Make it short and sweet. Big money is buying our country. They don't give a crap about the people. You can see it in the Republican Party. You can see it in the gerrymandered states. You know, there's attacks on women, attacks on everybody. And you know what? We give big tax breaks for those big donors to put money right back in the Republican Party. But yet we can't help the poor college students that their prices were sky high and the ripoffs of the different universities and how they can't get out of the payments or lower them. So there's a lot of crap going on, and we all need to get out and vote these yahoos out. Thank you very much, Matt, and have a good weekend. Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Jean. And you're making a good point, and that is the fact that there were two laws the Republicans put in to stick a knife in students. One of them is you can't declare bankruptcy. By law, you can't declare bankruptcy if you can't pay your student loans. And number two, some of these people were locked in at 8% interest rates, and it's against the law to revisit the interest rate. You know, usually with your house, you can say, lower my interest rate or I'll go to another bank. You can't do that with student loans because the banks didn't want it. This is the kind of baloney that's going on. Next up, Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jack? Jack of Merrimack.
Three possible answers to this issue with the Supreme Court. The most obvious answer to me is expand the court. We've got the original nine justices now, based on the fact that there were nine districts, federal districts, when that was established. There are now 13 districts. That's a reasonable method of saying we need to expand four more members to the court. I don't think that the Democrats and I don't think Biden have the political ethics or will to do that, but they really should. As an alternative, maybe we could enact in Congress a bill that says Supreme Court justices after X number of years, say 10, say 20, become justice emeritus. They cannot vote on any Supreme Court actions. They can be advisory, that's fine, but they cannot vote on those actions. Of course, ideally, it would be nice to have a constitutional amendment that would allow those people to be replaced.
Yeah, no, these are excellent suggestions. The reason Biden has said he won't expand is because that would have to be the Congress, Moscow Mitch, would filibuster it, and we don't have 10 votes to overcome it. And of course, McCarthy wouldn't even bring it on the floor. But I think that's something very much in the back of people's minds. Secondly, you're right, a constitutional amendment limiting their terms to 20 years would be fine with me. But that takes going to take 2/3 of the Congress, and you're not going to get that. That is the dilemma we're in. Okay, Karina Milwaukee, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind, Karina?
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt. I haven't heard called you for a while. Actually, I was in Moscow with all that was going on.
What's on your mind, Karina? Thank you. What's on your mind?
I tell you this conversation is all together absolutely silly. The fact is that Americans are even asking for a raise anywhere you go, including your jobs.
Karina, could I ask you a question? Are you on a speakerphone? Could you take it off speaker? Because we're having difficulty hearing you, and I want my listeners to hear you. Can you take it off speaker?
I'm sorry. So I'm saying is that it's funny that they even concerned about it, because you know perfectly well the only place Americans don't ask for your race is the international passport. Why? Because nobody cares. Nobody ever asks anywhere else. But nobody even concerned about anybody's race anywhere in the world. Why are we still talking about it? It's just so useless.
Right. That's a good point. Karina is from Russia, from Moscow, and she's making a good point. And that is, we're the only ones that have race and why do we do that? Thank you for the call. Very good. Curtis of West Allis, you're next, my friend. What's up?
Hey, man, how you doing today? All I can say is I hope the young people wake up and vote in 2024, because this is worse than Reaganomics. You know, I dealt with Reaganomics when I was, you know, in my 30s, 20s and 30s. But now this Supreme Court justice, if they don't go and vote and change the way it is going to happen, the next 50 years for those young people, it's going to be horrible.
You're right. And because some of these people are fairly young and they're going to sit there and they are simply going to be arms of the Republican Party, they'll still take money. And they'll still take money because all nine of them wrote a letter saying that nobody has the power to impose an ethics rule on them, even though there are ethics rules on every other judge at every level in the country. They like their status of being the House of Lords. It's just like the Senate. They're all House of Lords, 100 of them. This guy Tuberville in Alabama won't permit any promotions for admirals and generals. And everybody, you know, you can say, well, they should all get together and say that you can't do that. Not a single Democratic or Republican senator has done anything to stop them. Not a single one. Now, some of them, like Ron Johnson, are pro-Russia. They're pro-Putin. They like the fact that they're weakening America. But what happens about all the rest of the senators? Once people get in Supreme Court or Senate and they become House of Lords, it goes to their heads. And somebody's got to say to these people, go right up to them at one of the fundraisers or whatever, or, you know, the pig roast or whatever, and say, knock it off. You work for me. I don't work for you. Knock it off. All right, we're going to a break. I see some people still on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight with a slight chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 69. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 83. Mainly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows around 60. Cloudy. Turning cooler Thursday and Friday with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 75.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-278. Now we're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday, Wisco Paul.
Hey, first of all, I'll say happy Friday to you, Matt, and I hope you have a good holiday. But the Clinton-Trump election turns out to be really big as far as the Supreme Court goes. But I'll just make two quick points. I don't know if there's anything they can't overturn. Even Social Security and Medicare were probably on the table if they really wanted to. And this could go on for 20-plus years. 20-plus years, because the Supreme Court is really young. So that's my two points. Thanks, Matt.
Right. You know, Clarence Thomas in the early 90s was 40-something. So now he's, 70-something. But some of these justices go into their 80s. And in the old days, occasionally they go to 90. So you're right. Absolutely right that we're talking him. And then you have Gorsuch. You have Comey Barrett. Kavanaugh, these are very young people. They could go 30, 40 more years. And if when they step down, there happens to be a Republican president, we could get another tarantula. The Republican Party, listen to me, you out there in the Republican Party, you got to get rid of your tarantulas. Why are you permitting your party to be taken by these people? The party of Eisenhower, party of Tommy Thompson, of Lee Dreyfus, of Liz Cheney, of Adam Kinzinger, Mitt Romney. Why are you letting this party be taken by tarantulas and continue to vote for tarantulas? Going back to the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
I have some happy 4th of July numbers from the economy. The Biden economy has added 13 million jobs, which is a record for 2.5 years, including 800,000 manufacturing jobs. We have 10 million applications for new small businesses filed during that time. That is the strongest 2 years on record. We have the strongest growth since the pandemic of any of the major economies in the world. Inflation has fallen for 11 straight months and has come down by more than half. And all of that has been accomplished while reducing the deficit. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July to you, Bill. And that is excellent news. And thank you very much. And I want to build on that just very briefly. And that is this. You see in social media all the time, you see on Fox News and this and that, that Biden, how is Biden doing on the economy? You just heard how Biden's doing on the economy. You just heard how he's doing on the economy. He is fighting with a Congress, and that's why it's so important that he be the president and that Trump not have won last time, that he be the president. He is the most experienced president of the United States in terms of Senate and congressional affairs of all time, going back to George Washington, because he's been in the Senate or vice president or a brief hiatus while he ran for president since 1972. That's 51 years. No one knows it better than he does. No one knows it better than he does. And he managed to put through hard infrastructure with 19 Republican senators backing it, soft infrastructure. He managed to get Manchin and Sinema on board on that one. He put through the debt bill, which extended the debt till after the next election. He put that through. When Republicans have the House, and he got McCarthy to put it through, and he guided McCarthy in how he could neutralize the right-wing wingnuts that are in his caucus. The next challenge we're going to have is this fall, when they actually have to vote on funding. That's going to be another fight. Biden is doing the job. Anybody who tells you, when you're having a beer with them, you're standing around a picnic or something, Biden's no good on the economy, they don't know what they're talking. They really don't know what they're talking about. You heard what Bill just said. 13 million jobs in 2.5 years, a record in the whole history of our country. 800,000 manufacturing jobs, new ones. Everybody goes, we're losing manufacturing jobs. We lose manufacturing jobs under Republican presidents. This president brought in 800,000 new ones. I'll tell you what, the stock market has rebounded after Trump. Inflation cut in half, the best inflation movement downward of all the developed countries. And you have Ron Johnson, and I will never understand why this did not become an issue in the last Senate race, said that he thought that Social Security and Medicare should be revoted every year. Tim Scott, who's the guy down in Florida, the Scott down in Florida. There's a Scott in South Carolina and a Scott in Florida. It's the bad Scott down in Florida, said it should be revoted on every 5 years. They can't even vote on a budget. We have continuing resolutions every year. They can't even vote on extending the debt limit without drama, without everybody with a knife at each other's throats. Do you think they would have extended Social Security and Medicare if Ron Johnson had his chance? 60% of the people in West Virginia, people over 65, depend in whole or in major part on Social Security to live. It's less than that in Wisconsin, but it's still very substantial. Social Security is the one bill, most important bill in the last century, that changed us from an agrarian society in the 1920s, where people had to move in with their kids when they got older, or live in a hut somewhere, no electricity, and grow a few apples, grow a few carrots, try to make it. We were a primitive society. Franklin Roosevelt modernized us. This Republican Party wants to put us back. Everything they do is to try to cut. Everything they do is to try to cut the University of Wisconsin system, Madison, UWM, all the other campuses, education, every childcare. Something like 130,000 kids aren't going to have childcare, 4,000 providers because of these people. This is what they do. We were modernized. We still are, but we're not going to continue for long if these clowns come back to power. We're going to the end of the show. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Happy 4th of July to my fellow veterans, and happy 4th of July to everybody. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV.